Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best in new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
You Too live, New Year's Day, from the original album called War, their third album in 1983, and that was on Island label.
Came off
under what? Oh well, I'm not sure what it
under
came.
Under a blood red sky. It was a live album, I believe. What a start to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday, 1 until 3. This is our first show of 2025, hence we played that track New Year's Day. I only play that at the beginning of the year, so it'll not get played again until next year. I don't think it's right to play it other times of the year. You've got Julian Paul here live. We've braved the snow and walked and got the tram. We'll be speaking to our PG in the later on in this part of the show for his pick of the rocks this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again. He played some absolutely cracking stuff last year. So can he keep the standards up? We will see. In the second half, we've got Chris's punk track of the week. It's a live track. We've got our Steve's Choice, we've got Undercover, we've got all sorts of other stuff. And if you tuned in just before the hour, you'll have heard us sneakily playing a few tracks instead of Sustain. And we played Black Napkins by Frank Zappa. We will be playing that later on.
That was on his album Zootalurs,
and we've never played that on Glory Days, so we will be playing that later in the show. And there was no lyric in it, thank goodness, so we didn't have to worry about that. But next up, we've got an absolute cracker from 1974.
Yeah. And you're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days.
And that was Killing Joke Live with a bit of a word in there that we never knew was in there because it was live. We thought it wasn't a live version at first. But anyway, that was Killing Joke with a track called The Weight from their self-titled.
And a great track as well, but apologies for the, yes, oh dear.
1980.
Never mind, before that, Oysterhead, Oz Is Ever Floating from the Grand Pecking Order, their 2001 album, their debut album, indeed their only album. And before that,
it was Deep Purple, but it's a different Deep Purple because they've got their new singer, David Coverdale. And the track was, it's a title track from the album Burn, 1974.
And I think that's one of your favourite tracks of theirs.
Yeah, it's a good album.
But you said some people didn't like it. Well, I guess
it was a big departure from Gillan.
Exactly. If you just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Every week, 1 until 3. Next up, we've got something from 1992. And forgive me, because I played this a few times last year, but I think it's such a great track.
Yeah.
Especially them. It's called Iron Horse, Born to Lose.
Right the road, but don't have no way. Got many stallion alone in a dream, down in his color on the chromium. An iron horse he flies, an iron horse he gladly dies. Iron horse is a white, iron horse is black. Fast. Don't try to hide when the die has been cast. Rides a whirlwind that cuts to the bones. Wasted forever, ferociously stoned. An iron horse he flies. An iron horse he gladly dies. Iron horse is a white. Iron horse is black. Yes,
We are not worthy. At least there weren't any swear words in that one, thank goodness.
When it starts, about Lemmy.
Oh, no,
don't you dare.
A very gravelly Lemmy there. I think we got that track off our friend Adam.
Yeah, so that was from their most recent self-titled album, a track called Iron Horse. Before that, it was Cream from that album called Disraeli Gears from 1968, a track called Strange Brew. Worth listening to, that album.
It's an interesting album, yeah. And it's one of the oldest tracks we're going to play today. We've got another one from 1968 coming up later.
And then we started out with something sort of modern, Utah Saints, a track called Something Good from 1992. And who was singing on that?
Oh, it's Kate Bush, co-written by her as well. Wow. Brilliant. What a stunning artist Kate Bush is and was and still continues, yeah. And that was the self-titled Utah Saints album. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? This is Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we'd like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Every week, 1 until 3, we should have our PG on the line for his 4 new tracks to start the year. Here we go. Good afternoon, Paul. Oh, good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Ah, you see, the desk's been a bit of trouble today, and we're debating whether the button needs to be pressed down to get you on the line or up, and now we know it's down.
Good. It's not the cold weather that's made it.
It's not. We've had to have a full reboot of everything. But it's all working now, so all good stuff, Paul. Now, last year, my word, did we play some cracking new releases.
Yeah.
So can you keep that standing up? Paul's laughing now. I can't imagine why, Paul.
Turn the mic off.
Well, I think so. We give it a whirl, can't we?
We can.
Well, I'll start out with a 1st of January release, which is from Rende Lizard. Which is Queen of Lizards en français.
Ooh,
and their track Goes Home, which is on a 3-track EP release. Lizard Goes Home is 1 track, Electron and Howl, dub versions, the 3rd. It's from Metal Postcard Records in Sydney, Australia. And it's actually been produced, I think, by another band that we played sometime early last year, called Neon Kittens. So that's about all I've got on that one. So it's a bit of a mystery track. So it's a good starter for the year, I guess.
Indeed. And the next name I know, because we've played a few tracks from him.
We have an interesting sort of character, Eddie Mole. And his track is Gravedigger. And that was released, it's set for release for the 24th of January. He's based in Bristol, but he started out in the northeast of England, I think. It's an acoustic song with a bleak storyline and a reveal ending.
Paul's laughing at this point. Happy New Year, Paul, on
Happy
that
New
note.
Year.
Oh, he's a storyteller and a performer. Also performs solo as well as with his band, and he's also a member of a spectacular live rock act, Adam and the Hellcats. So we'll have to see. I think previously he was a founder member of a prog rock band called Angry Badgers.
Excellent.
And he was an actual pinball wizard in the early 2000s, being one of the UK's top scorers on pinball.
Well, I thought you were going to say he was a member of the Who's video or something.
No. Oh dear.
And next up now then, interesting.
So that track's called Gravedigger.
This one's Paul Rowland, and a story about his dog, which is a bit of an addict, unfortunately. It's called
Come on.
My dog is hooked on cocaine. It was actually out 23rd of December, but it's the first chance we got to play. It's from his EP Barbara Steele, and he's been going for the past 40 years. A lot of storytelling, tales of Victorian villains, eccentric Edwardian inventors, and the supernatural. So a bit of a goth, I guess. And been producing gothic psych pop for all that time, and he's also been called by his sort of co-workers the male Kate Bush. If that gets you anything these days. So.
Okay.
Paul Rowland and My Dog is Hooked. And the final one we got is from a band that's new to us, I think. Yes. This release date was the 3rd of January. The band are called Fleas. The track's called Bleed. They were a Suffolk-based band formed in 2018. Pedro Forte on vocals, Millie Honor on bass, Tayson Grubb on guitar, Sam Talpott on guitar, and Ryan Myers on drums. It's from their forthcoming album, Imagine If There Was More. And this was, Bleed was the first track written by Pedro and Jason to feature on this new album. So they also had the NMG Award for the Best Rock Act. So,
excellent.
Four interesting choices, hopefully.
We would expect nothing less from you. And we will feature Obi Mall on the Life Science Radio Show on Saturday, in which, funnily enough, I may be talking about dogs going vegan. Not dogs being hooked on something, but dogs being taken off, weaned off meat.
Off Winalot.
Brilliant stuff, Paul.
See you, Paul.
Sit back and enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, cheers. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Just like me, and piles of earth as far as the eye can see, as far as the eye can see. I'm a grave digger, digging away here in my hole, digging away like a little mole. It's hard work digging and shifting sands. Hey, but I'm highly evolved. I've got shovels for hands. I look around, see others just like me. And piles of earth as far as the eye can see. Hey, as far as my eyes can see. Then I saw it in a dream. I saw hundreds just like me. And piles of earth as far as my eyes can see. I could see thousands digging away. Yeah, I could see millions digging away. Hey, digging away as far as my eyes could see.
Two, one, two. How's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Four brand new tracks from Apple, year 2025. So that was Fleas with Bleed, Paul Rowland with My Dog Is Hooked On, loved it. Eddie Moore, Gravedigger, loved that. And we started out with Renee Des Lezards.
Absolutely cracking. Go on, Lizard Goes Home. I really like that, actually. Yeah. Very unusual. Great stuff. We are fast coming to the end of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, but we've got lots more before the end of the first hour. Here we go, back into 1984. Enjoy. Slightly more laid back.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons. Find a souvenir.
Tonight we bring you the exciting rock and roll classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the new wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll, they're gonna cram it down your throats. Right!
Song like that anymore.
Or albums like that anymore. Quite an album of its era.
Yeah, that was obviously Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK, 1977. Before that, Nina with 99 Red Balloons from 1984.
Great stuff. Boom. Coming fast to the end of the first hour of Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour for more bonkers stuff. Going to play out with a cracking track here from New Order, True Faith.